How would you like 0% interest funding for your next real estate deal? Of course you would. To learn more, visit our website at morrisinvest.com/funding. In fact, Natalie and I just took advantage of this. We bought two additional rental properties last week. We closed on them last week using this exact method, 0% interest funding. We'll teach you how by just going to our website, book a call with the team at Fund & Grow, and you will get $500 off when you use that link. $500 off. It's phenomenal. It's a method we use repeatedly. Again, visit Morris Invest. That's our website, MORRISinvest.com, and click on the funding tab. You can't miss it. Good Monday, everybody. Welcome in to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so that you can build financial freedom. So hello, freedom fighters. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope to all the fathers out there, you had a wonderful Father's Day. I had a wonderful day visiting my father who just about to turn 85 years old. We had some Maryland blue steam crabs, one of my favorite things in this world. So it was a good Father's Day, a good visit. I'm really excited to get to see them, spend some time there in Pennsylvania and kick back with some beers and some good crabs. So happy Father's Day to all the hardworking fathers out there who are looking to make a big change in your life and to advance your family, to take things to the next level. So thank you so much. So on today's show, I want to talk a little bit about stress. My wife and I had a chance to visit, we were in the Napa Valley recently and had a chance to see an amazing winery at the Spotswood Winery. The wines are just off the charts, amazing. It's a small sort of family-run winery, so that they don't have large distribution. It's by appointment only. We were on a wait list to get in to see them. And they called and said, hey, are you available? We said, yes, we are. Let's go. And we went and got a tour of this beautiful, beautiful winery in Napa Valley. And this was my Father's Day gift, so thank you so much to my wife. And it was amazing as we were walking through the vines and talking to one of the experts there from the Spotswood Winery. We were stopping. This guy knows his stuff. Holy smokes, right? And he stopped and we were talking about the different vines and he was explaining something that I had heard before, but in his great way, he just put it so succinctly. And I had my phone out and I was recording some video. I want to play now his little message about stress and vines and human beings. Listen to this and we'll come back and talk about it.
So we really want to maintain that optimal level of stress. Vines are kind of like people in that if you're too stressed out, you're not going to perform very well. But on the other side of the spectrum, if you're not stressed out enough, you're not going to really get anything done. So
I just love that. We all laughed a little bit when he said that. But it is absolutely true that in our lives, we cannot grow without stress. Now, he makes a very good point about the delicate balance between too much stress and it consuming us to the point of being debilitating. Now, you know, I know, we've all been through very difficult times in our lives. I've been through some really difficult times in my life. In fact, over the past year, I've had a really difficult year, but we've come through it. But I was able to grow tremendously as a result of it, grown tremendously as a company, as a person, as a father, and it's been a remarkable growth period. Something that I'm reminded of is this idea of pressure, right? You think about a coal being pressurized. You can either become a diamond or you can just explode, right? You can either, when you're condensing under pressure like that, we can become a diamond or we can simply shatter. And that's exactly what happens. So his point about these vines, they have this irrigation system set up. It gives it a little bit of water every so often, just enough. And they have these sensors on the vines to measure the stress level. And they like them to be stressed, constant stress, but not too much. So when it gets too much, that's when they drop a little bit of irrigated water, just enough to get them back down. But they need to be stressed. Otherwise, the fruit will taste like crap. The vines won't grow the right way. They won't be strengthened and hardy as a result of that stress. Now, it can get hot. I mean, we're talking 100 degrees in the afternoon. So the way that the vines are laid out perpendicular to the sunset so that the canopy of the leaves protects the fruit underneath, and it can just be scorchingly hot. So imagine day after day after day with no water, day after day after day, like a camel, right? No water at all. And how you and I sitting out in that heat would just be like, oh my God, get me some water right now. Please, please, please. These vines are just so hardy. An article in NPR magazine or NPR this past week talking about the type of wine that we are drinking today. And the article said that genetically, they've been able to find this now, that we have genetically been drinking almost the exact same wine as the Romans. We've often wondered, like, how much different does our wine taste today than it does than did the Romans? Well, it turns out it's almost precisely the same. Why? Because the vines, you don't plant seeds to create vines. You take the cuttings from the vines and plant those. So genetically, they're the same. And they've just been so refined and strengthened from hundreds of years of stress. So think about our own lives. Think about our own progress. You want to do something difficult, but you're afraid of the stress it might impose on your life. Well, you're never going to grow. You're simply never going to advance without a little bit of stress. Now, I'm not talking about debilitating stress, but we have to go through discomfort. If you're trying to live your life without discomfort, without stress, then just give up. Who wants to be around somebody like that? Be strong. Who wants to be around somebody that can't go through stress? It's total garbage. I want you to look in the mirror this morning, and I want you to look right in your eyes. And are you stopping yourself from doing something scary because you're just a little scared? You're just a little fearful of the stress it might impose on you. You come home after a long day of a 9-to-5 job, those 2 hours at night that you could be building your real estate investing career and changing the complete trajectory of your family. I mean, that's what I did. I would come home and I would just get on the phone. I'd make deals. I'd get it done. I'd go door to door. I was making it happen. And it was stressful. I didn't know what I was doing. Talk to any real estate investor about their first few deals, right? You're going to make mistakes. That's okay. But it's through that stress that we grow, that we strengthen, that we become hardy, just like those vines. So the next time you sit down and have a really good glass of wine, think about the fruit that came from those stressed vines, the fruit of this labor, this delicious drink that people have been drinking for thousands of years, that's been refined through stress. And when you take that sip, I want you to remember that that's a result of all of the hard work and stress that those vines had gone through. Maybe it gives you a little clarity on the next glass of wine you drink. I know it will for me, and it certainly has over the past few days since I heard this bit of wisdom. I hope this will resonate with you. And I hope that you have an amazing week. And I hope that you go out there and you take action and you become a real estate investor. So I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. Now I feel like going and having some wine.